Good morning, everyone.
We're
watching internet. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Now let us watch the 1 minute movie first.
こんにちは。今日のテーマは神に従うとき最善の人生を受けるです。聖書の中の人物アブラハム、モーセ、ノア、ヨシュア、パウロもペテロもヨハネも神様に聞き従う人生を選びました。その歩みの中で彼らは素晴らしい人生を得たのです。そしてこの時代に生きる私たちにも確かに十字架を追うことはあると思いますが、それ以上に素晴らしい人生を神様は私たち一人一人に用意してくださっているのです。神様に従うときにその最善の人生を受けることができるのです。ここである方をご紹介いたしましょう。 K さんは以前映画が大好きで、日本の映画祭にお金を払って見に行っていたほど映画の仕事に就きたかったようです。しかし映画の仕事に就くよりも神様に従う歩みを選び、牧師としての仕事に就きました。するとどうでしょう、教会で映画会社の仕事が始まったのです。 K さんはその仕事に就くことになりました。アメリカのムービーガイドの社長と出会い、その方が主催する映画祭に出席して有名なプロデューサーや監督、俳優が座る席に座り、さらに彼らにインタビューする機会が与えられているのです。このように捧げた仕事がもっと大きな形で、さらにもっと良い形で戻ってきたのです。捧げたことが戻ってこないこともありますが、さらに良いことが与えられるのを私たちは見るのです。神様に聞き従うことは最善の人生を受けるポイントなのです。ぜひ聞き従う歩みを求めていきましょう。それでは、
In our life, we are very a good position because we can get the best life. Many people try to get the best life, but they don't. But we, the Christian, can get a best life. That is not our trial, but our selection. The Lord has a plan for you, and if you take the plan of the Lord and obey, if you do it, you will get the best, wonderful life. Myself, I took the life of my life, life of the Lord, and I saw a lot of grace, a wonderful grace. I never thought I would get those great grace before. So if you are in any position, in any age, you have a chance to get the best plan of the best life of the Lord. So the Lord says that if you obey the Lord, if you get the blessings. And when you obey the Lord, if you have anything that you grasp, you have to give it to the Lord. If you give it to the Lord, the Lord will give you the more wonderful, better things to you. When I was a little boy, the girls had same kind of doll. And the boys tried to took the doll from the girls, and they cried out, "No, no, no." And the girls were treasuring them. It didn't have any value, but for the girls that was treasure for them. But the Lord when you give it to the Lord, the Lord will give you the best thing. I didn't think that way I used to, but I... Pastor Kubota once threw out through to the movie and became a pastor. But because he gave it up, the movie, and obeyed the Lord, he now got wonderful, much better thing. So, obey the Lord, that's the way you get the best life. I've been to Fuji yesterday. And Ezekiel Taniguchi, Pastor Taniguchi, I have some certain kind of image for name of Ezekiel. The pastor Ezekiel told me that Kumonichi magazine asked her to write an article, but she couldn't write anything, and she got sick, and she had dizziness, and she fell down. But the Lord told her that she could, so, and she could write an article. I have more article to write, but I have been trained. And when I believed in Jesus Christ, I learned that many difficulties that comes to me. Pastor Kitajima told me the other day, please write an article just after the Hakuba camp. I feel that an unfair, and I can see that this is okay, but this is not. That's impossible for me. But believing the Lord is a great. I feel that is coming from the Lord. And the Lord will give me the power so that I can. And actually, I could. Pastor Kitajima should be... should regret because of this. But the best life is waiting for you. The Lord will give you the best life. That is a great blessing for you. A wonderful thing will be waiting for you from now on. Now let us watch the short video of Hakuba Camp.
I'm not the only one. ような条件であれば命は望みません。すぐに終わってしまう束の間の命と永遠の命とを交換するのは意味のないことです。お武家様もどうぞキリストにおなりになってください。
毎晩のようにこっそり訪ねてきたのです。彼らとの交流はアン・イスクさん、
福助少将や松山常次郎代議士といった政界にも
Thank you very much. Hakuba Schneider Camp will start on this coming Wednesday, the 1st of May, March to the 3rd of March. So please come and join the camp. Now, more members will join than last year. Now, 305. So, more than any time. That is the building up the co-workers. When we started the The Pastor Alai started the Snedko camp at first. I was there with him. And Pastor Okawa was a speaker of the camp, and I was also a speaker. That is the camp for building up the co-workers in Japan. And that time, the Lord, God's time has come. And that is what I feel, and I feel that the revival has started. I have a certain image of a revival. There was not anyone who was no one sleeping in a message, and all the miracles happens everywhere. But the Lord told me the other thing. when I went to in China, I was sick, and before I thought I'll be fainted, I'll be done in if I go to China, and I prayed that, and the Lord said, go. So I obeyed the Lord and I went to China, and I was healed in a way, on the way to China. I feel that now, with that kind of thing, the work of the Lord has started. And beginning with that, the mission work for all over the world has started. The Lord told us to go to all over the world. And the Lord told us that there will be 100 churches. And the Lord also told us there will be an orphanage. So from that point, from that time, that every work has started. Now I feel that was the first step of the work of the Lord. And now the Lord is now telling us that this is the start of our work in advance. The Lord told us there will be 800 churches. 836 churches in Japan. We have, and the Lord has told us to build a founder church all over the world, and also the orphanage all over the world. And the work of the priest is now working on. So the first step has already went through, and now we come into the next stage. So now the one, each thing that is happening now is very important. That revival doesn't come suddenly, everything changes, or all the works will be done, but the so we are now at second stage of the work of the Lord that I feel now. And also this Hakubasunerukoi camp has a very important meaning. And church, there is no, two ways of a church. One is the church for everyday life. That is helps our daily life, our life, and the other one is a mission type church that has mission to accomplish. There's not much churches of a mission type, but our church has mission from the Lord, and now we are standing on the calling and mission of the Lord. Also, the apostles has had mission and working for that mission. Now our mission will be completed. So stand on a faith, stand on the Lord. Now let us see the video of a thanks and praise and revival camp.
いつもいつもあなたがいる励ましてくれるから だから前向いて後ろ振り返れずに進もう。いつもいつもあなたがいる、希望が心にある。だから前向いて進み続けてゆくんだ。いつだって勇気出して生きていけるよ。初めてだから、あなたが共にいるってことが生きる希望になる。だから笑顔で進み続けよう、あなたも一緒に。いつもいつもあなたが励ましてくれるから。だから前向いて後ろ振り返れずに進もう。いつもいつもあなたがいる、希望が心にある。だから前向いて進み続けてゆくんだ。いつだって涙拭いて生きていけるようにあなたと共に行く。
はい、どうもありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
3月27日かな？
From the 27th of March to the 1st of April, that is giving thanks and praise and revival camp will be held. At first, that we got the prophecy that the Living Marine Counselors will come to Japan, and you will go to the place of Marine Counselors in once a year.
And, that,
and through that, we have been told about the Thanksgiving deeply, deeply. And that has a and the Lord has opened the hotel near the as a street, and also the street light. Pastor Okawa introduced the praise team gifts as they did a street live on Olive Street. So I feel that doing a street live on the Hollywood Street has meaning, some meaning. And also the brothers team came to us when we were praying in a the Brother Steve is a producer of a gospel program, and behind him there's a gospel world in the US. So please join the camp. If you, it must be expensive, but if you want to go to an overseas mission, don't give up with a small money, but the Lord is now going to do a special thing all over the world. So please join the this mission trip. And also the Akuba Snake Camp has Christian Movie Festival, a film festival. And I thought at first there would be not much movies, films will be entry. But we saw the 60 films got and also the the river in the desert music company and the vision will start the arrange of the songs. Now the praise team's gifts are arranging these songs, but from now on they're going to arrange the songs. When at first the one song was composed, then they will check the words and also the music. In our case, from till now, just a composed and just a little arranged, that's all. But from now, the Lord says that he's going to do a great thing through praise. So some member will be in that ministry. And if you want to make a song arranged, please ask the Leaders in the Desert Company or Vision with 10,000 yen. So if you said if we have to pay 10,000 yen, then I will do it. So I'll do it. The Lord is telling us that the Lord is now spreading all over the world our praise. So the hands of the Lord is now working. So not us, but the Lord who is working. So there must be a great arranger too. So if you want to do arrange, please do it. You are now seeking the hit. And that make it will be that works for salvation, that works for the churches in Japan. So if you have any wish, please seek and ask the Lord. Now let us get into the Bible. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. In Christ, whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That Christ is a trinical God, Father God, and Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So in Trinker Road, there is a treasure of wisdom and knowledge. What is thankful for us? The Lord is our Lord. So the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord, the Lord will tell us, of course, but the base of the God's knowledge and wisdom is the Bible. And we have a Bible, this, the Bible, that is a treasure. The Bible says that wisdom and knowledge is treasure. So our thought, our idea is not a treasure, but the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord is our treasure. The thought An idea of the Lord is a treasure. A tranquil road of wisdom and knowledge of the tranquil Lord is a wonderful grace. So we have to stand on the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord. If you have any problem, difficulty, but if you stand on the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord, that we walk. If you stand on your wisdom and knowledge, it doesn't work. But if you stand on the thought, the idea, the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord, you will see the and the treasure, one of the treasure is forgiveness. The Lord Christ has forgiveness through his crucifixion. So we have to believe in Jesus Christ and confess that our sin, and we will be forgiven. So if you do the sin over and over again, if you confess the sin, your sin over and over again, the Lord will forgive you your sin. If you have any feeling that you haven't forgiven, have you confessed your sin every day? Even if you believe that the Lord forgives our sins, but you have to confess your sin exactly, actually, to the Lord. So that's very important to get the Lord's forgiveness. We have to confess our sin. So when you confess your sin, the Lord, our sin will be forgiven completely. If you do it again, you have to confess your sin again. The Lord cleanses and delivers us from sin, but we have to confess our sin every time. And when we confess our sin, the Lord forgives us and blesses as we don't have any sin. Even if you know the forgiveness of the Lord, but we have to confess our sin actually in front of the Lord, and we will be forgiven. And also we get the blessing of the Christ. At first, I thought, even I prayed, that prayer will be answered. I'm now doing the 1 minute short video of that is called A Shortest Story of the Lord of the Bible. At first I thought only good man will be answered for his prayer. But my prayer was answered. So I felt funny at first. When I confess our sin, the Lord sees us as there. As we don't have any sin. The Lord has a bad thing for you. So the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is our vase. There is a person called Manasseh in the Bible, and the king Manasseh, and he was a very bad king, worse than Hitler. But when he was confessed his sin, he was forgiven. Manasseh built an idol in the temple of the Lord and also sacrificed his own child to the idol. And he killed many people who believe in the Lord. He was the worst king. Because he killed Isaiah with a sword. He cut Isaiah with a sword. He's a killer of the vessel of the Lord, a great prophet. So he's the worst man, more than worse than each one of us, any one of you. But he was in a trouble. He confessed his sin. He cried what he did. So the deepness of the Lord and love of the Lord is so deep. When he confessed the Lord, forgiven the Manasseh. And also the area, the man of Judah was fallen because of Manasseh. When he was confessed his sin, the Lord forgave Manasseh and brought back to Jerusalem. Manasseh wrote his prayer, and that is in a book of Catholic. So the sin of the Manasseh was so bad. But the Manasseh was forgiven, and he became a vessel of the Lord. Now we see how deep is the Lord, forgiveness of the Lord. Because the Lord loves us. You must be tired. You must be sleeping now. Even if you are sleeping or not. You are loved by the Lord. So we have to be sure that our basic thing that will change your life, that will flee us, that so very simple thing is very important. Why the Manasseh was forgiven and blessed and became a vessel of the Lord? Because the Lord loves us. even that Kim Jong-il, if he believes in Jesus Christ, the Lord will give him the best blessing. The Lord loves us. And we are the most loved people by the Lord. The Manasseh is one person, but that means all our Christians, we are loved by the Lord.
あるところにですね、政界に行ったんです、ね、
I went to a、
ね、たまたまそこ
charismatic meeting to one certain place. There were only ladies in the meeting.
And
they told me, "There's no any man," and I gave you this, and I was given a lot of chocolate. That was a Valentine's Day. My son used to say that all the girls love me in the class. But he didn't get any chocolate on the Valentine's Day. And so some of our grown-up girl ladies gave chocolate to him. And he said, "That is strange. Why did they give me a chocolate?" Lord loves us much more than that, because and he gives us a best thing. If you don't ask, seek the best, then you don't get the best thing. Even the one says, "Please eat the best steaks. Please and take them." But the person didn't want to eat any steak. He didn't get. But the Lord wants to give you the best thing. And that is the, let us pray. And then, dear Heavenly Father, thank you that please work each one of us and please live in your glory. Someone who has tried us sometimes and he failed, get you and ask and get the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord, and and you will be you will get the great help. A long time ago, he was at the Lord. I told him, but he forgot about that. Take that again and obey the Lord. Please lead abundantly. As someone who don't have any confidence at all, obey the Lord, and the Lord will be revealed through the person, and you will get the answer. Let us pray for healing. Let us confess our sin at first. Please pray for your healing individually. Please touch each one of us and please leave your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the disease, spirit of disease, and spirit of disease. Get out. Please be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Be healed. be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the healing of the Lord. Who had some trouble on his chin was healed. Who has hardness in hearing was healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the healing of the Lord. With thanks in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.